With that Finnish music playing, let's stay in Finland for a bit. The 12th annual World Ice Fishing Championship kicks off in Kuopio, Finland this week. Michigan native Myron Gilbert is there right now, a member of the USA Ice team. They won the World Championship in Wisconsin back in 2010. Well, they are now in Finland, and they want to reclaim that title. Stateside's Mercedes Mejia got a lesson in ice fishing recently when she caught up with Myron Gilbert out on Wamplers Lake in the southwest part of the state just before he set out for Finland.
It's a beautiful day in March, sunny, super windy, and my friend and I are on the ice with Myron Gilbert. Gilbert's wearing snow pants and a yellow sweatshirt with no coat, and he's taking a power auger to the ice.
As soon as I can get it running. You have to have a hole in the ice in order to catch fish on it.
Gilbert drills about 5 holes in the thick ice, each hole about 5 inches in circumference. The cold water comes bubbling out each time.
All right, that's all. That's 2 holes to get it started. I'm going to cheat a little bit here.
Gilbert says it's cheating because he's using a fish finder to see where the fish are swimming.
Modern technology, girl. This is a graph that's reading fish down there, but I don't see them stacked up. Let's check a couple of these other ones.
We move from hole to hole looking for fish, and once we detect the underwater action, we drop a line in the hole.
See that?
Okay, so when you're out in the competition, are you using this sort of technology?
In U.S. competitions, yes. I'm using all kinds. I'm using the cameras to scout and find fish. I'm using electronics to catch fish. In world competition, it's not allowed. I'm not allowed to use a power auger. I got to use hand augers. And I have to use no electronics, so I just got to drop in and fish.
It's quite different.
Oh, it's quite different. Overseas, they would no more dream of like fishing like this than a man on the moon. They would always chum. They would throw something bread crust, chum of some sort. They're always throwing stuff in the hole. It's literally unbelievable what they do over there. Over here in the U.S., we just drop in and we fish. You know, we drop in and put a bait down and make the fish respond to that. Oh, there you go, there you go, there you go. Start reeling. I think he's still there. Yeah, he's still there. Keep reeling. There you go. It's not a monster, but it might be your first ice fishing fish.
Woohoo!
It's your first ice fishing fish.
Nice.
Look at that.
That's my fishing buddy Lizzie there. She caught a little crappie. We threw it back in and baited the hook again.
So what do you love about ice fishing?
Well, I just fish all the time, and it just kind of... I fished all the time for fun of it, and then competition got me. I started excelling at it, and now it's 11 years later. Just how it goes, I guess.
Gilbert is one of the most experienced fishermen on the USA Ice team, but he says the international competition is stiff.
It's really tough to win because the competition, you know, a lot of people laugh about it, but I'm telling you, them Europeans got it right down. They're some of the best ice fishermen I've, you know. What I give to them, I give them a whole lot of respect at what they do. They're pretty darn good at what they do, and they're good people, too.
Here's how it works. The teams fish for 2 days, and at the end of the 2 days, the teams weigh the fish they've caught. The team with the highest weight wins. So what's Gilbert looking forward to the most in Finland?
Oh, bonding with all the Europeans. I've been doing this for quite a while. And there's a whole lot of camaraderie involved in this. And they've seen me quite a few times in world competitions, so I'm well known, and they know I've won gold medals at it. So you get a lot of international respect that way. We drink a lot of vodka together when the time comes, you know. They have a good time.
Gilbert is hoping to grab another gold medal at the World Ice Fishing Championship in Finland, just as he did in 2010 in Wisconsin.
I've done it once. And I tell you what, it was quite an inspiration when you stand on the podium at my age, the national anthem plays for you. If the tears don't run down your face, you're un-American, in my opinion. And I'm giving everything in my power to try and come back with a medal from overseas.
Here he comes. Just start jigging nice and easy. Just so you got to let him catch it.
For Stateside, I'm Mercedes Mejia.